Welcome to LandYap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Dr. Debbie Chandler, Director of Choral Activities at the University of Louisiana Monroe. And Debbie, a big day coming for opera lovers in our area.
That's right. We've got a special treat for not just those that love opera, the favorite son of the area. Arnold Rawls will be in concert Sunday evening at the Assembly Church in West Monroe, but we're going to have some arrangements of some hymns, so it's not just opera. We'll end with that, so it's going to be kind of a good variety.
Now, you know, I'm not a smart man. Sometimes I get lost in the opera with all these weird languages and stuff. You got some stuff in English in there for me?
Oh, absolutely. We're doing D.H. Clark, who's a wonderful friend of so many, is a wonderful conductor, choral arranger, and organist, and he has arranged Love Lifted Me, Lily of the Valley, and a couple of things that Arnold, it was on a CD from about 10 years ago, I think, and so D.H. Arranged that, and then I think, you know, and Arnold, he's an opera singer. He's a wonderful tenor, so he'll sing opera, but it'll be some of the better-known pieces.
So Arnold Rawls will be at the Assembly. This is, isn't that like a brand-new facility over there in West Monroe?
Yes, and I haven't seen it, but I've heard that the acoustics are wonderful, and it seats just, you know, many, many, many people, and it's just, they've opened their doors to a lot of different groups, having them in for concerts like this. But I've heard it's a great place to do concerts of this nature.
Now, this is the one over kind of by Hobby Lobby,
yes,
a block back from
brand
Thomas
new.
Road, one
yes.
block back, whatever that street is.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it over there, have not been to it yet, so this would be a good opportunity for that. The concert is going to happen on Sunday, September the 9th at 6 p.m., but I want to ask you, Debbie, Arnold Rawls, why do folks here know him so well?
Well, he's, like I said, he grew up in West Monroe, and he attended West Monroe High School, and he attended NLU, which of course now is ULM, and then he went on for further music studies in Oklahoma. And after he graduated with his doctorate in voice at Oklahoma, he was singing in a lead tenor role in Stockton, California in 1995, and our Mark Clark, who directs our opera program here at ULM, was the director of Don Giovanni back in 1995 and met Arnold. So it just kind of worlds colliding, as they so often do around here.
Now, Mr. Rawls got called up to the big leagues, right?
He did. The story goes, it's kind of the legend of Arnold Rawls. He did something not many you know, opera singers would do. He got a call while he was in China singing a major role in Aida, and he was called by the Met, and they requested that he drop what he was doing, or as soon as he could, return to New York and sing a role in Turandot by Puccini and in 2 days. And most would say, you've got to be kidding, and probably slam down the phone, but he went, and that opened a big door.
You know, in the world of opera, too, it's not just showing up and singing. It's showing up in acting, too.
That's
and the
right.
costumes and design and a whole major, major production.
That's
so,
right.
So to pick up and go do a role in 2 days is a big, big deal.
Well, you know, hopefully he knew the role, you know, and didn't have to learn it in 2 days. But this will not be costumed. I'm not sure he won't do some suggestive, you know, props and stuff, but he'll be on stage as the soloist, but behind him will be the Rebel Choir, directed by another ULM NLU alum and director of choirs at West Monroe High School, Greg Oden, and then I'll be there representing NLU/ULM as the director of my concert choir, so that's going to put about a backup group of 130, 140 voices on Sunday.
That will be a big group, something
that's
to
right.
hear.
That's right.
That's going to be something to see. Now, he'll be featuring some opera songs, but some favorites of his. And some of these arrangements, you said, are by local artist D.H. Clark.
Yeah, that'll be kind of from a CD that he did about 10 years ago, featuring some Michael T. Smith who will be one of the pianists featured in this concert. So he will be there as well. But the big opera favorite that Pavarotti made so famous was Nessun Dorma by Puccini. And that's how we'll end the concert. And that'll get people on their feet.
Yeah, that's a cool piece of music.
Oh, yeah. That's how we'll end it.
The combined choirs, how does this work? Do y'all get a chance to rehearse when you bring somebody like this in?
Yeah, we rehearse separately, and then Sunday afternoon we'll put it all together. Greg and the Rebel Choir, and I'll take concert choir over, and we'll have a couple of hour concert rehearsal that afternoon, and then get dressed, and then we'll do it. We're used to that.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Now, people need to know that this concert's free. But the seating, of course, is limited, even though there's a lot of seats. But you must have a ticket, and you can get those at Fiesta Nutrition Center, or you can go online at theassembly.cc/Arnold Rawls. That's R-A-W-L-S, Arnold Rawls, theassembly.cc/Arnold Rawls, or go by and get them at Fiesta Nutrition Center. And it is free, but of course, where the proceeds will go to Louisiana Opera's production expenses here in Northeast Louisiana, and to help co-sponsor events with the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. So there is a suggested donation. But get your ticket from Fiesta or online.
Hey, I like this one too. It says the church will provide free child care for the kids, so you don't have
under 5 years old.
Under 5 years old. That way, you don't have screaming kids in the opera.
Please don't. We love our children, but they can mess a big performance up. A lot of work. They can ruin it in one outcry.
Yeah, so that can happen.
It's going to be fun.
Dr. Debbie Chandler's with us, and Debbie, again, if folks want to find out more about this event, where do they go?
They need to go to theassembly.cc/Arnold Rawls.
Free tickets, and you can get them where?
Fiesta Nutrition Center or on that website.
That's Dr. Debbie Chandler, Director of Choral Activities at ULM. The Louisiana Opera is presenting Arnold Rawls. It is Sunday, September the 9th at 6 p.m. at the Assembly Church in West Monroe.